calculations. And so the money then becomes like energy, where, and they're like, well, we need to make this budget, we need to make this protocol, we need this new car, whatever it is. And so then the money kind of acts as energy. And it's like, we can flood our country with energy and it can be cheaper. And then we can flood our country with money instead of these foreign countries with money. And then maybe these, you know, ticky-tack fines and bullcrap get out of our way too. It's a little bit perhaps more philosophical, but I think it would apply. I mean, logically, you look at this, I think it would apply just the same. So I don't know. I just constitution, self-government, and they call it isolationist. Like, that's some negative thing. Like, oh, isolationist, global market. You need to be, don't be an isolationist. Well, why the hell not be an isolationist? I'm sorry. I'm not, I'll be an isolationist. You're not going to politically correct me out of that. All right. Let's go to, let's see here. Let's go to AD in Minnesota. AD, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, my man. So, I've had this theory for past few months, that they're going to stuff all these ballots, but it ain't going to be for Kamala. It's going to be for Trump. That way they can come up with their theories of how he's trying to steal the vote, and it goes into litigation. Well, you know, like litigation, they love that, right?
So you're saying they're going to steal it for Trump?
Well, no, they're going to do it to such a ridiculous amount where they convince the populace that there's no way that this is possible, that somebody can get that many votes.
You know? I don't see that happening. They just did that for Biden, and they didn't say anything.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It was my theory is reconfirmed when they said they're not going to certify Trump.
No, they're not going to certify Trump because they're going to claim he's a felon and they're going to claim the Insurrection Act. No, they would never do that for Trump. I don't see them doing that at all. No way.
I think it's an end around plan.
All right. Well, we'll see. But I don't see that being the case. I've never heard of a person that votes for Harris switching to Trump. Never heard of that once. And based off of all the Democrat behavior, it looks like they're stuffing it for Democrats. So we'll see. Thank you for the call, AD. Let's go to Squall in Massachusetts. Squall, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello? Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, sorry about that. I didn't mute it. I just wanted to talk about the Senate race. And you touched on this the other day about who we have for, like, good Senate candidates. And they're mostly in blue states, which sucks. Like, we've got Kerry Lake, and we got John Deaton here in Massachusetts, where I am. And I think Royce White is a really good candidate, too. He's pretty much ultra-MAGA.
Yeah, Royce White would be fantastic. He tells it like it is.
Yep, and I want to talk about Boston, too. Like, last month, they've been putting up ballot boxes just everywhere. And we do paper ballots here, but then we, like, stuff it in a machine, and who the hell knows what happens to it after that.
Well, you know, you just mentioned these names. You got Kerry Lake, you got Hung Cao, you've got John Deaton, you've got Royce White. I mean, if we just get two of those four in, that'd be huge. I mean, I'd like to get all four in, but, I mean, if we just got two in, it'd be great.
Yeah, definitely. And one more quick thing, like you were talking about Tim Walz being what's his name with the shot? Elmer Fudd. And the other candidates you were looking for, like a good candidate for Wile E. Coyote would be Jack Smith, always chasing after Trump and falling off a cliff. And Democrats, like, they need to be called out for what they are. They're anti-Christian, and so is the media. If they would just call them anti-Christian, they'd probably, like, melt or something. But if they were called out for it being anti-Christian, I don't know what their reply would be.
What is Kamala Harris's religious beliefs? Does she have any? What is her faith? I don't know.
It's either Satanism or atheism. Got to be that.
Yeah, she's never going to come out and claim Satanism. I'm just curious if she's even claimed anything.
I don't think she has enough, like, character to have religion, you know?
Does she believe in God? Like, I mean, I'm no. genuinely, is she a nihilist? Is she agnostic, atheist? I wonder if somebody would ask her that.
Atheistic atheist. No, that's my guess. She only cares
but imagine her saying that. She should be asked that question. That question should be asked and answered before Election Day. But we're already in Election Day. Again, that's what's so crazy. We're in Election Day right now. All right, Squall, thank you for the call. Let's go to Ms. Lou in Florida. Ms. Lou, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Listen, after that whole thing with Marjorie this morning, I'm in Florida and in more of a rural area. And our small county still has Dominion voting machines. And I gave them a call today. And I said, well, we don't, you know, what about the Internet connections? Well, we don't do that. And I said, you don't really need to do that. You can have a flash drive. There's a number of ways. These machines are developed by China. The software is created by the CCP. They stole the election for Maduro. They stole the election for Lula. I said, come on. You know, well, we can't do hand counting. You know, we went through the whole thing. But what I asked her was, I said, well, if there is violence in the streets, and I don't think it will happen in a rural county in Florida, but you never know. I said, I want to be able to have a ballot that I have in my hand that I can take somewhere. I don't mean mail it. I don't mean a drop box. Well, you can bring it in a few days before, you know, the final vote. Monday is the first day. I never got a sample ballot, which is kind of disappointing. I can find it online. But I am absolutely terrified of this machine thing because I watched Mike Lindell 3 years ago, his whole, you know, the tech symposium that he had. We've watched the guys, that professor out of Michigan who went down to a court in Georgia and showed with a flick of a pen how it could flip. And now Marjorie this morning's reporting in her district that it's flipping votes. So,
well, and think about, too, and I'm glad the caller brought this up. It's so common sense. It's hiding in plain sight. Well, what happens after it prints out that receipt for you with the wrong vote on it, and then you go tell the poll workers, hey, this voted wrong. Well, what happens in the machine? Can they go back and erase it, you know? Who's exactly addressing that?
The thing. They said, now, Marjorie said that this person who reported it in Georgia, it went back several times through the machine. See, who's going to do that? Seriously, who's going to do that on Election Day? Nobody. And a lot of people still do vote on Election Day. But, you know, I'm just scared to death. And this is just one of a thousand cuts. Like I said, they're going to do everything they can with the absentees, all of it. And
notice how they went really heavy right as early voting is starting with the Judge Chutkan story and then the Fulton County judge changing the rules. Yeah. There'll be stories like that probably every day until Election Day.
Really weird. And we know now that much of the country is awake to this, the trick is trying to find judges. As you said, the GOP is having a hard time in a lot of these jurisdictions getting adjudication, getting heard. They're going to say not enough standing. There'll be a thousand reasons that they come up with.
You know, here's what I think the RNC just hasn't figured out, and it's not that they're batting zero on this issue. And I thank you for the call, Ms. Lou. It's not that they're batting zero because Laura Trump does do the media rounds, and Michael Whatley does do the media rounds, and they do have all these lawsuits. The problem is they don't have the sense of urgency and the bullhorn factor, and that's where they're missing big time. And so that's the sense of urgency bullhorn factor is they need to be out on the steps of the Capitol. They need to be out on the steps of these courtrooms, these courthouses. They need to be making viral videos. They need to be finding ways to get this into the consciousness, not just going through the legal frameworks and doing the normal media rounds. They need to be going on InfoWars. I mean, look at what this Marjorie Taylor Greene story has done today. It's blown up thanks to one interview she does on Alex Jones Show. So they're still kind of not understanding the sense of urgency and bullhorn effect. And at this rate, it's kind of too little too late, maybe. Because we're in the election now. We're in the election now. So It's just wild. We are in the election. All right, before we sign off, Tammy Baldwin is running for Senate in Wisconsin. She's running a pro-Trump ad because she knows Wisconsin is pro-Trump. Look at this, clip 12.
Tammy Baldwin got President Trump to sign her Made in America bill.
And then she got President Biden to make it permanent.
I'm Tammy Baldwin. I approve this message.
Yeah, because Wisconsin is a Trump state until they steal it. By the way, as we sign off, the Elk Fire in Wyoming, 92,000 acres. Guys, look at this real quick. It's been a crazy fire. It looks like they're finally starting to contain it, and maybe some weather might come in to help that too. So that's a big disaster happening that hasn't get much coverage. All right, have a great weekend, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the election now.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the alexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the alexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus, but as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the alexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the alexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
America is waking up to the